Hey.
Hey, hey.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back. Salutations, queens and kings, brothers and sisters. As you know, you're tuned in to QKJJ. I'm Queen Jam.
King Jerry in the house.
And as you know, we have our kombucha.
Mm-hmm.
We have our medication.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
And babe, tell them what we're drinking today.
Absolutely. So this episode, we are drinking GTS Synergy Organic Kombucha, the Trilogy flavor. And smoking a hybrid called Lemon Hash Diesel. Mm-hmm. The cultivator's name is HSM Health.
HMS Health.
Oh, excuse me.
It's all good.
HMS Health. And we purchased it at Cannabis Dispensary. Shout out to Cannabis Dispensary. Yes,
both of them are very smooth, all right?
Absolutely.
And actually, we stumbled upon kombucha during a lunch break. And a lot of people don't know what kombucha was. That's why I'm pretty much saying that we stumbled upon it during a lunch break.
Mm.
And it was love ever since. I really didn't care for the price, of course. It was a little bit on the high side. But the benefits that I was reading on the bottle, I felt like were definitely worth it. And it came in a vintage dark glass bottle. It kind of resembled the medicine bottles from the 1920s.
And if you don't know what the medicine bottles from the 1920s look like, just Google it and it'll put a smile on your face, I promise.
Definitely.
Now, kombucha, if you don't know, or if you already know, we're just going to revamp it for you, is fermented tea. A fermented tea drink that contains antioxidants and is a potential source of probiotics.
Yes, a shout out to the women's health.
What gonna need probiotics for days? Mm-hmm. But this is a way if you want to go ahead and get this down real quick. It's great for health benefits. Now some use it as a detox and to improve like digestion and strengthen again the immune system. But yep. The digestion, I definitely want to make that clear for you all. It definitely helps if it's your first time drinking kombucha. You don't have to go top shelf, you don't have to go low shelf, but definitely make sure that you're getting a good quality.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I like the colorful bottles, always seem to taste the best.
Oh, they yes,
so many different flavors, many different companies, too.
And keep in mind, too, if you do want to take the route of making your own kombucha, which we actually might end up doing,
yes, we definitely are going to end up doing that. We have to,
I'm telling you, that'd probably be the best experience. You can play around, make the flavors that you probably don't see. And end up making something special. But yes. Give it a try.
Kiwi or something would be nice.
Yes.
And also, last week, we had a lot of people write into us asking about how to obtain their medical marijuana cards. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to give some information on a pamphlet that we picked up at one of our events that we went to. And I put this on our Instagram as well. On at Queen Jam. You can definitely go look. And I put under, I can't remember what the little circle is, but you know those little circles where you can preview things on people's channel? It definitely is, all the information is there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the steps for getting your medical marijuana card is first getting registered, all right?
Number one.
Definitely visit your local cannabis commission online. And once you're approved, and click on patients, excuse me, so you can register. And then once you're approved, a patient ID number will be emailed to you within 5 to 10 business days. It's that quick, I'm telling you. And then once you have that patient ID number, you can use that to get seen at a physician and make an appointment with the MMCC certified physician. And the only reason why I said MMCC is because this is for Maryland Medical Cannabis Commission. But where you are located, it could be something different. Or if you're lucky enough, you could be in one of those places where recreational is all good for you, so
and you can have fun. Mm-hmm. But also when it comes to getting certified with a physician, results may vary.
Make sure you go and get someone that has a decent price as well, because a lot of them are charging upwards of $200. So if you can go under $200, that is good.
Absolutely. So definitely try to make sure that you get that price first, and then you can go from there. But
call around, get your estimates.
always, always. If you get your estimate for your insurance, get your estimate for your medication. Mm-hmm. When it comes to your dispensary, you can do something as simple as downloading an awesome app called Weed Maps. And I'm telling you, Weed Maps is exactly what you need. If you need to put in any type of orders ahead of time before you make it to the dispensary, again, this is not even promo or paid advertisement. I'm telling you all for the strength because we've done it. I've definitely put an order, or a bit, or Queen has definitely put in a order before we made it to that dispensary, and let's just say we were definitely satisfied with the service and being able to put in our medication ahead of time. It's just convenient. Everyone loves convenience.
And a little tip on Weed Maps as well is that they do take paid advertising, so you may have to Google search different cannabis dispensaries in your area, because there was one dispensary that we did not know was there that had way better deals than the one place that we were subjected to going to.
Absolutely. Right? So as Queen mentioned, make sure you look around and do research. All right. And the last thing, of course, is actually within our state. It has been validated that you do need an ID card. It does run
$50,
and it could go plus depending on where you are with your state. There could be the amount of time on your card, how long you can hold it. But for us, $50, $100 all together, plus however much we paid to actually go and visit a physician and make sure that they validate it. And our documentation was in place for our condition to register with our provider.
Yeah, but speaking of conditions as well, I know a lot of you are like, well, what medical condition qualifies for medical cannabis?
Varies within each state, too. Let's just put that disclaimer.
So this is, it's saying cachexia, cachexia, I believe, and then anorexia. So I believe it's probably, you know what anorexia is, I believe, like, that's what I'm, yes, please look it up.
All right.
Because I feel like it's the opposite of anorexia. Okay, another one is wasting syndrome. Another one is severe or chronic pain. That's a big one. A lot of people get in with that one. Severe nausea. That's definitely hard to live with. Seizures. Glaucoma. PTSD is a big one as well. Severe or persistent muscle spasms, yes. And any other chronic medical condition which is severe and for which other treatments have been ineffective. And that's a big one as well. If you've been with your doctor working on something for a long time, you have some type of syndrome or something that they haven't really figured out a remedy for, this could definitely help change your life or be an aid to you as well. So, what you're going to play it for, the pronunciation?
I was going to, but at this time, I cannot.
Okay, I understand.
All right.
So what is cachexia?
Cachexia is the weakness and wasting of the body due to severe chronic illness.
Okay.
Yes. And it, there are symptoms, includes weight loss, muscle loss, a lack of appetite, fatigue, and decreased strength.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. Yes, because some of the strains can definitely motivate you. Because one of the strains we picked up, someone was saying that he definitely used to work out prior to because it motivates him to do more in the gym.
Absolutely. Now,
go ahead.
No. I was just going to add on, depending again on your state, it does vary. So definitely check and validate first. Also, patients must be 18 years or older. This is important because we don't want any minor patients to go in there unless their parents are accompanying them. Of course, they're required. You're required to have your parents if you're not 18 years or older. Your parent is there to be, of course, your caregiver, assigned to your account at all times. And parents or legal guardians, 21 years of age or older, are eligible to serve as caregivers for minor patients. So this is definitely important.
You can be a caregiver. And if you're a caregiver, you have to be registered as well.
Absolutely.
So you definitely want to have your valid driver's license as well, and you'll be receiving your identification number with your state.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something definitely go and take care of, because it's beneficial in so many different ways. Protect yourself. It's better for you to have a card saying, hey, I can legally possess this for medical reasons than anything else.
Exactly. Then moving along with the same process, which again, we all know or should know that it is a plant. It's something that grows out of the ground, just like a lot of other flowers and plants and crops.
It's an herb.
It's an herb.
Yes. It's an herb. It's here for us.
To enjoy.
Why not use it, man?
Why not use it? Guys are living in the past.
Right. You're too funny.
But.
I love it. So another thing that we did this week was I surprised Bay with a trip to our local ski ice rink.
She sure did.
And it was after he got off work. So I literally had to pretty much give him like a scenario and just tell him, hey, we're just going to like a kickboxing class or something.
Right.
So that he wore certain things. And I had to pack a bag separately of like extra thick clothing with like gloves, scarf, and a hat. So I was trying to surprise him. So of course he was looking at me like, why do we have this large bag and we're just going kickboxing? Like, where are we going to put it pretty much is what he was saying.
Exactly. Now let's be real, y'all. I honestly thought that, you know, it was all over. I like just the bag and that's it. Like, you know, fellas, I don't know if you've ever been in that situation before. I have not. That's why I was like, yeah, oh my God, you know, but
random kickboxing class all of a sudden.
Exactly. You know, just go get my face beat in, I guess. But, you know, at a kickboxing class. But no, honestly, it was absolutely like fun. The closest I've ever came to ice skating is rollerblading, like, or
that's crazy.
Getting on, you know, getting on the hardwood, or I mean, any type of skating. Man, I know a lot of you. Okay, let's not lie. Either old school, new school, mid, whatever. Okay, you know when you go to a skating rink, you got them four wheels, old joint, old school joint.
Yes.
All right, you just.
ATL feel, you know, that movie. Oh, that movie made me want to get on the floor.
What?
I was like, we need to get on out there.
What?
Get our routine together, matching shirts.
Exactly, just a whole routine. Hey!
Right, let me jump over you right quick.
And that was something that, I definitely had fun with Queen on the ice. Like,
yes, I couldn't believe, though, that I found out after we went that was his first time actually ice skating.
First time.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Pop my cherry there on the ice.
I wasn't gonna say that. If I didn't say it,
why did I say it? Because it was real. It was very much so authentic, and it was a fact. Okay, that was my first time being on ice. Besides it being in the winter, and the walkway is just all types of messed up, and you're done. All right?
That's different. So we were all ice skating technically there. That's like shoe skate.
Yeah. All right. It got bad. All right.
Yes, definitely.
Those first time, but seriously, if you haven't tried it before, I would insist anyone to try it, because you get a good understanding of. One, science, that's first and foremost.
Yes, physics.
Physics, what? Being out there on the ice, I keep saying what, because it's just that. It's so amazing where it doesn't matter the age range or how you feel when it comes to your experience, size. Look, that ice treats everybody the same, okay? If you go out there and you're being responsible, then the ice is going to treat you the same way. But if you go out there and you're like, you know, I've done this before, you feeling yourself, you're going to end up like how I was. You know, I got out there. I was like, you know, this is similar. And you got a whole bunch, you know, you got to feel yourself just a little bit, because there's other people. We all do it unless
there was
you don't
mostly,
care.
No, there was mostly children there.
And, you know.
From the hockey team. And they're like skating past him all fast and like doing the little hockey stop and whatnot.
You know, and granted too, like I didn't, you know, like a lot of you, if you ever tried it before, you probably went out there and had a little sled and do a whole. I didn't do none of that. I straight strength. Okay. Straight strength. Me and Bae walked out there, and I realized why you should probably start off slow, but that's a part of life. You got to take your falls, and I fell a few times, all right?
But you did amazing, though. Because when we got there at like 7:20, and it was a little rough at first. We were holding on the wall for a while.
Yeah.
And then after like 10-15 minutes, we were gliding across the ice, practicing spins, semicircles, and whatnot. Yeah. Like, it was beautiful.
It was very beautiful.
I know people were like, at first when we got out there, I feel like people were like, what are they doing?
Here's what we did notice. Now, I'm not sure if we were just being like paranoid or just very intuitive about what our the background of the situation. But when we first went there, the music selection was definitely more mainstream music.
Yeah, more pop.
Pop.
Yes.
Definitely pop. Happy pop.
Yes.
All right.
And let's just say it turned hot girl summer really quickly.
Very quickly.
Mm-hmm. All right. There on the ice.
That first line there.
Oh, my God.
Rich.
Yes.
Shout
Definitely.
Out.
Definitely. It got hot girl summer real quick. And then they had to cut off one of the songs because the City Girls came on. And that's what King was talking about. The City Girls came on and it pretty much said the things that they didn't want it to technically say, saying that it was other kids and families there.
And the crazy thing is, you know, you definitely, all right, definitely probably heard the song.
Mm-hmm.
All right, all the kids are singing it. All right.
And but it's all the kids are singing it. I don't think those kids know who the City Girls are.
If you've ever been to an ice skating rink, there is definitely a personified or a mass culture that ends up participating in mass groups. Mm-hmm. And then you can start to see, depending on where you are, that, you know, for darker hue individuals, there's a few, but you gotta look. Like, there might be one off in the corner or happen to be in a locker room or
janitor.
Just walking in. Right.
Yes.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
But we're there. You just gotta open yourself up. And actually, you can be like the Jamaican team in the Olympics.
Bobsled
team.
I remember that movie.
Okay.
I felt proud in my multicultural school.
Where did they learn how to skate on ice? Where did they learn how to bobsled?
In their apartment. It was an apartment or a hotel that they were in. It was like really small.
I'm proud to know that all you have to do is be determined and willed, and you can do anything you set your mind to. But that's what we're getting to, and that's why I'm happy that Queen took me to go ice skating, because, again, I have never done that before, and it was a true experience. We actually did another time.
Several times since then.
And let's just say I'm looking for some good skates here soon.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to start looking at some ice skates so I can get my outfit together. I watch, like, ice skating videos on YouTube, and I have to get, you know, my outfit down together. We're going to design our outfit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So absolutely. We can be out there just gliding. And I mean, just
enjoying ourselves.
Maybe whole kente patterns out there on the ice.
Dope.
That would be different. Has there ever been kente to touch the ice?
Never.
Oh, it's over. Don't y'all steal nothing.
And if you do, you got it from here, so we got you.
Yeah, right. Stamped. Uh-huh. Trademarked already.
Already.
Yes, definitely. So we're going to go on to our honesty and smile pledge.
To the best of our knowledge.
We will be honest without compromising ourselves.
Or any parties who wish to take part.
Mm-hmm. Doing your own research is a necessity. Check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts.
Most importantly, remember to always smile because you have the weapon of knowledge.
Knowledge.
Missing
media absent news. Missing in action. That's
missing
what you
in action news, right. Media absent news.
It's whatever it feels like.
Apparently.
You know?
Apparently.
This one is something that, you know, you kind of hear stories and you're like, what year is this?
It's troubling. Troubling.
You know, so we're going to move forward. Mm-hmm. Black businesses apparently are being vandalized across the nation.
Mm.
Vicky Lane Terrell is the owner of Vicky Lane's Bar and Grill.
Mm-hmm.
She closed the store down one night and opened the store up the next day, opened her restaurant up the next day to see that racists had vandalized her business, leaving behind racial slurs and other messages to let her know that she wasn't welcome. And she's been in business for 4 years, and she had just recently moved downtown to Hattiesburg in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, less than a year ago. And that's when there had been several different instances, and that's pretty much when the problem started.
Also, shout out to our listeners in Mississippi. We appreciate you.
Yes, thank you. So the N-word was written on a mirror, and Get Out was spray painted on the bathroom.
You mean like the movie?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we have racists that enjoy our black films.
Our film.
That's beautiful.
And black food, apparently. You know.
No, I'm just right. Let's get through the story.
The vandals overturned dining room tables and damaged kitchen equipment. As a final touch, "You're not welcome" was left as a clear message to Terrell as well. And a white customer actually requested not to be seated next to blacks. All right. Another white customer asked to be served only by a white waitress.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we should recall that the 1921 massacre of Tulsa Black Wall Street. All right.
We should.
When hundreds of black-owned businesses were burned to the ground. In 1947, Elmore Bowling was lynched in Alabama simply because he was becoming more successful than other whites in the area.
Say it again? Because why?
He was becoming more successful than other whites in the area.
Oh, because they were haters.
Haterade does some crazy things, you know?
They must have the wrong flavor.
That's what I'm thinking, because I was going to say, it can be mislabeled at times, you know?
Could be.
And I just had to quote something that was on the We Buy Black article that I actually read this story from. And shout out to We Buy Black. We do appreciate everything that you're doing for black culture.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
And definitely go check out WeBuyBlack.com. I already put that out there as well.
Yeah, please.
So, yes. And Black Progress, they said that Black Progress has never been convenient, easy, or void of oppression. Opposition is to be expected in life, business, and especially in the quest for black self-determination. Never forget that. Terrell has decided to persist and continue to build, even in the face of opposition, and we should all do the same. I will just pause here to really pay my respects to this queen for bringing her dream to fruition. And thank you for fulfilling your purpose. It's always inspiring just to see someone in our community living their truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, perspiring. Prospering, excuse me. It's a perspiring.
No.
Sweating under the heat.
And mm-hmm. I think it's funny that you mentioned it because, you know, black folk, black businesses catch a lot of hell. A lot of folks around this world catch a lot of hell. But
yeah.
It's just to the circumstance, number one, for all of those that actually have their own business or understand that process, especially if you have a brick and mortar type thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is why insurance is important too as well. You know, keep that in mind. I'm not trying to divert away from what she's gone through in general, because I'm pretty sure being in, you know, certain parts of the United States, especially in the South, and we're talking about Mississippi, you know, you're going to deal with an extended amount of racism that supersedes some of your wildest imaginations, especially when it comes to our current century that we're living in. That may make you feel like, you know, we shouldn't keep idolizing the times that we live in and have an expectation that we're actually further along, when they haven't grown to that tolerance, the level of tolerance and acceptance that someone other than myself or other than my group or looks like me can actually be successful and serve me food that's obviously really good. Because if I mean it, no matter your color, like, food is food. You know when food is trash. So mm-hmm. You know, enough individuals, no matter what they look like, if they go and eat your food, you're gonna know, okay, that's the spot to go to. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've seen individuals actually go to an authentic Mexican restaurant or stand because they actually like the food, or an authentic Oriental. I don't want to go too far with, depending, you know, the ethnicity, but you catch my drift. And the same thing goes with the African diaspora. There are a lot of
They love
beautiful businesses that are out there that are owned by people of color. And unfortunately, because of people's mental, individuals' mental, that they get shaded, man. But enough of the haters and all of that, especially for those that have a business and you have a brick and mortar set up where individuals can come to you and actually engage and experience what you put forward. Make sure you have insurance in place, because Terrell did an amazing job making sure that she had insurance. On top of that, whatever happens outside of that coverage, at least you can put up some type of security cameras system. Hell, hire someone as a security, because now you've not only made sure that your security is in place, but now you done hire someone. Employment, someone's got a job. That's cool as well. Mm-hmm. But in light of everything, we do appreciate this queen to show us that in the eyes or in the current times that we are in, just keep pushing forward, stay motivated, and don't let anything stop you. Because obviously someone's upset that your food is bomb, okay?
Absolutely. It's very palatable, of course. Our food is very palatable.
What?
So I'm just going to leave everyone with this. Our resiliency is a gift, yet we will not allow other people to use that as an excuse to mistreat us.
Say it again.
Our resiliency is a gift, but we will not allow people to use that as an excuse to mistreat us.
Thank you.
Remember that.
Write it down.
Take a picture. I don't give.
Two
flying pieces of poop.
And the next beautiful, beautiful story that we have here. Mm-hmm. Retired Army Ranger Moses West, CEO of Paladin Water Technology and founder of Water Rescue Foundation. Mm-hmm. Now, he has patented technology that is changing lives in Puerto Rico and elsewhere. Now, Paladin Water Technology, again, I'll give you some time. Search this for yourself. Paladin Water Technology.
Yes, spell it out.
Mm-hmm. P-A-L-A-D-I-N, water.
H2O.
H2O. Right. Technology is an innovative atmospheric water generator. It uses less energy and again can be solar powered, all right, to synthesize fresh water from the air. Now, as I'm talking right now, there's water particles.
Yes.
In front of my face. I may not everywhere. Be able to see. Mm-hmm. I may not be able to see it, but Moses is able to bring it in front of your face at H2O so you can actually drink it and enjoy. And guess what? This king retired from the military and he traveled the world and eventually stopped in Hawaii. Now, while in Oahu, wow, that's beautiful as well. If you all travel, Hawaii is definitely Caribbean islands always. But a meeting with a next door neighbor changed his course once again, and the neighbor had a small machine plugged into the wall. Now, Moses sat on his neighbor's sofa and drank a glass after glass, and he had an idea. Now, he thought, if this little machine can do it on this scale, just think about a mathematical formula to get it to work on a larger scale. Now, it's a way to mitigate one of the largest crises that we do face. And the reason why I paused is the fact that someone sells you water and the fact that our body is made up majority of water gets me every single time. Mm-hmm. But I just have to pause sometimes because... No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, just like they sell tampons and stuff, I'm not forcing myself to bleed every month.
There you go. That was naturally imposed by your creator. See.
That's the universal God.
A law. Universal law. And the reason why, again, I pause is because If you know the anatomy of the human body, or quite frankly, any living entity, majority is definitely going to need water for survival. So with that being said, Moses had this idea where he wanted to see this on a larger scale. Now, still in his neighbor's home, he remembered learning about hydraulic cycle in elementary school, recalling that water is a closed loop system. I remember this. I hope you all remember this. A system or a cycle. And the same thing you think about washing your clothes, okay? If you have a washing machine, not the top ups where you can mess around and keep pouring more liquid inside. No. Go to the laundromat. You know the ones where it locks and you can't open it anymore. That is a closed loop cycle. Technically. Now, it moves between the oceans and atmosphere and land while changing between liquid, solid, and gas form. Just using that as a way for you to understand. Mm-hmm. This is amazing when you think about...
Yes, you all have... I'm sorry to cut you off, but you all have to go watch this video.
Yes.
Please go watch the video and see it in real time, because the water is clear. It's not no gook that comes through the pipes. All right?
Nope. The crazy part for me also, I'm just thinking about this. There's actually a on the West Coast, and I believe it's in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. There's a winery. It's a wine company that actually makes wine from the fog. All right, mm-hmm. And they pull.
Yes, and it's expensive.
And it's super expensive because they're making wine out of the molecule out of water vapor. Now, here's what this brother has done, and I appreciate him doing it, because when Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico, Moses found the water rescue. He founded a water rescue foundation to raise money, and then headed there with his machine. Now, working alongside FEMA to deliver fresh water to the island's residents, which is that's magnificent. I don't hear too many stories about this.
A lot of people went out there to help.
I saw someone with paper towels shooting them into a crowd like it was a basketball.
Like a t-shirt cannon. Oh my God.
And
then Thanksgiving turkey.
Like, bruh. Okay.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, Moses.
Either way, he saw that it was another mission in his life, and he felt compelled to complete. One man, one machine supplied an entire island with all their drinking water needs, and he proved that it could be done.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part about it is someone had to see this happen and stop, you know,
just talking about it.
Yeah. You know, someone had to put this in place, because we do have to think about Flint. We have to think about all of these other situations, mm-hmm. where our water source, and just on a daily basis in school, we talk about how farmers end up polluting waterways because of fertilizers that run into the systems and get intertwined and connected with our water system, and then waste management, and then storms can build up chemicals and make water acidic to the point where it's beyond repair.
I just thought of something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The water system.
We need this in our home.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Seriously. The mission that he was propelled to do ended up saving so many individuals' lives.
Mm-hmm.
And now to operate it on solar power, again, I mentioned this also, is another option.
Yes, he actually got it to the point where it could operate on just solar power. And
yes.
That was something that... because he's continuously optimizing the product over and over again. And that was something that he was just taking away when he actually saw it working with solar power and performing the way it was supposed to.
Now, think about sitting in your chair or wherever you are right now and have a machine producing over 1,000 gallons of water and just using stored photons turn to electrons, turn to H2O molecules, and even at night from battery backup. Like, I just sat and I looked at it for hours because it's free, y'all. But either way, while in Puerto Rico, he connected with the community and found it difficult to leave, naturally. He was in awe of the impact of something as simple as clean drinking water that people... Something. Can have, bro. Like, we need it. I mean, it's just blowing
something
me.
Something as simple as clean drinking water can have on people, the effect it can have in the positive.
It's just getting to me that that's not something that should be messed around with or played with. It's a human element to it that I think we all need and should validate. We all need clean drinking water, but yeah. You know, some people think otherwise, apparently. Mm-hmm. But
and either way. And he said you could actually see people come to you and they're physically sick. And then you give them their water that you made. And then 3, 4, 5 days later, their skin looks healthier. Hmm. They just look different.
And since then, he spends his time
Optimizing.
As we all should do. Mm-hmm. Now, he's improved the energy efficiency of the machine, making sure there is minimum energy usage in the equipment down to the place where it's very, very low on energy consumption. So, again, the equipment that's being used,
very minimal,
free. We're utilizing the amount of water.
Solar powered at its
height. We're trying, at the end of the day, you're trying to get as much water as you can for the least amount of energy. And I believe he's won. I believe he's won in this case. Mm-hmm. He said the one thing that everyone says is going to happen on this earth is that we're going to run out of water. And that's just not true because we walk around and all the water we need every single day. We just want to give snaps
of positive energy for the both of them. Thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do, because inspirational.
I sit back and I just think why no one would want to either push this forward in cases of developing nations.
Turned out it was actually being used by the military up until 2017 before the hurricane hit. I believe that's when, excuse me if I was wrong, but that was right around the time that the hurricane hit, I believe was in 2017. And that's when he switched from just being used by the military, and he wanted to optimize it to the point where it could be used commercially almost.
Gotcha. So that would make more sense. All I know is...
Mm-hmm. He had it fitted with different things.
All I know is free water, y'all. That's the process. If your body consists of water, it needs water, free water for you to utilize, and your mm-hmm. family especially. Come on, like let's be real, we don't know what nature is going to hit us with.
Yes.
Every time it rains past 3 to 4 days and you go into a store, all the water gone, it's over. So just to think about that, one man decided that he was going to use his intellect, his abilities and skill sets, not only from the military but just through life, and apply it to people or for people that truly need it. I mean, I don't know what's
beautiful.
I don't know what to call a human being except for Moses. this is how you become a true human being. We're supposed to be helping one another. I thought.
Shout out to all the other black entrepreneurs that are out there providing fresh, clean water as well.
Oh, yes.
I know you're aware of a few celebrities as well.
Yes.
So just shout out to everything that they're doing as well, because there's a lot of help that's needed.
Oh, yes. Yes. Will and Jada's son, Jaden Smith.
No, I wasn't going to say. It's like, no, I was about to say.
Well, I'm just messing with you. He actually has a water brand, and like you said, a lot of other celebrities have pushed that out there. But again, it's up to you. It's up to us to understand when we hear these stories, and it's validated. It's out there. The story's out there. People that can speak about it. Like, you have to understand, he saved families. Like, there are generational lines that were saved because he decided that he wanted to help. If he wasn't there, people, generational families would have been cut from that moment. Again, we appreciate every black entrepreneur, any individual out there that's thinking about the common good of everyone and trying to provide at least that simple basis of clean water, bro.
Yeah, that's the biggest factor, is the clean water, because people can give you water, you know, but is it healthy water? Just like someone can give you love. Is it healthy love, though? You know, that shout out because just hearing this is like, OK, when people talk about, oh, we're going to run out of water and things like that, it's like, no,
we have everything.
You have to use the resources that you have. Yep. And We know how many inventions are used by who and what people before people leave the house. That's all I'm saying.
Bruh, every single day.
We know.
Every single day, you at least use 30 to 40 inventions. Okay.
Yes, and going to be using every single one of them on your way to work, when you get to work.
When you get to work, when you get back.
To tell you where to go, give you signage, direction, lead the way.
Beautiful.
Just saying, you know. Beautiful. So, quote and positive energy for you all.
You are where you are today because you stand on somebody's shoulders.
Mm-hmm. And wherever you are heading, you cannot get there by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you stand on the shoulders of others, you have a reciprocal responsibility to live your life so that others may stand on your shoulders. It is the quid pro quo of life. We exist temporarily through what we take, but we live forever through what we give.
Beautiful.
Vernon Jordan. That, like, speaks to our two entrepreneurs that we spoke about this episode already.
Absolutely.
You know, that speaks volumes to them.
And our sponsorship.
Sponsor for this week is
Determination. The determination to keep doing what we have to do so we can do what we love, which is recording for all of you. And we appreciate you tuning in and sticking with us on this beautiful journey.
Yes, because we were in the middle of getting some work done, and I was like, let's pause, record, because this is very freeing for me. I feel like this is a nice little break that we have, and it's fun. It doesn't feel like an extra task or anything on our to-do list.
Exactly.
So this is another week, actually, where we're going to be blending our topic, our love sack, and our lesson all together.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about
penis facts.
All right. You know,
straight
it's
to it.
Only right. Okay. WRIGHT. Because last week we talked about yoni facts. All
right. Right. Right.
So we got these penis facts from Men's Health, and hopefully you learned something and found out something that you didn't know before. Number one is smoking can actually, and it didn't say cigarette smoke.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't say, you know, marijuana. It didn't say anything like that. Mm-hmm. It just said smoking.
Smoking.
Smoking. It didn't say vaping, you know.
Smoking
can shorten your penis by as much as a centimeter.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, erections are all about good blood flow. And lighting up, calcifies blood, blood vessels, stifling the erection circulation. So, quite frankly, fellas, you know, every centimeter counts, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I believe the best way to try and get away from any type of shortage is to stop smoking. right?
Yes.
All right. With anything that you do in life, apparently it's going to have some negative effects, but especially when it comes to your blood vessels, we really have to take care of ourselves, make sure that our blood flow. Fellas, do keep in mind too, every month, okay, we do not have a cycling system. So it probably only makes sense if we try to continue a healthy dose of blood flow. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, because when I read this fact, it made sense to me, because the media depicts erectile dysfunction as there's something wrong with the man. You know, he's not performing. He's struggling to perform. They make it something different. But reading it this way, where erections are all about good blood flow, it's like, okay, so that means, you know, there's something wrong with my heart now. My heart isn't pumping to get, like, the blood flow and everything going. I feel like I would start taking more time to think about my entire body versus just my penis.
Let me speak to the kings.
Okay.
In Queenston.
Yes. All right.
Go to your car. All right. If it's not starting, don't just throw the whole car away. Check to make sure if it has gas. All right. Check to make sure if the battery is functioning well. And for all other reasons, okay, at least make sure that the filtration system or the flow of air that's going into your inflow and coming out,
intake
and then outflow, just make sure that there's nothing blocking the passages or pathways. And same similarity will end up happening, because I honestly, again, you can only tell individuals so much until, you know, they feel as though they just want to throw the whole thing away. And like you mentioned with the commercials and stuff, like how they put out there and make it seem as though, oh, the man not performing well, throw the whole man away.
Yes, there's something wrong with him. Like, they don't make it seem like it's a blood flow problem.
Exactly.
We obviously, you know, because there's blood that builds. I know a lot of people are like, obviously. But it just sounds different when it's put in that sentence versus, you know, erectile dysfunction, just straight up.
Now, also, doctors can now grow skin for burn victims using foreskins of circumcised infants. Now, one foreskin can produce 23,000 square meters, which could be enough to tarp every major league infield with human flesh.
Oh my God.
Okay, that's crazy.
That is like cringing when I read that. I was like, what? I was like, do people know this? Like, of course doctors know this, but like, who's going around saying this? This is not something you bring up in everyday conversation.
Oh no, that would not be a fun
fact. You want to know? You want to know what I could do with your baby's foreskin over there?
All right. When we go to the baseball game.
That's what I'm going to be thinking about. Yeah.
No, I think not.
Yes. And okay, so an enlarged prostate gland can cause both erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation. And if you have an unexplained case of either, your doctor is actually going to be looking forward to checking your prostate. All right?
That sounds fun.
Yeah. Not really. Okay?
Sarcasm.
Right. End quotes.
End quotes. Sarcasm. Now, for real, this is probably one of the most important parts here.
Yeah, you gotta take care of that prostate. But I told you what I think my theory of prostates is.
Hit it.
So, if men understand that I've seen the condition of some bathrooms, both male and female, we are both guilty of some trifling bathrooms, all right? But if males could just sit down and use the bathroom, it would take so much pressure off of your prostate, I feel. Because there's a lot of pushing that you all are doing to get, you know, your urine flow to start.
Right.
To initiate urine flow. There
right, right.
And if you were sitting down, I feel like it would be a lot better. And it's proven, because a lot of men, when they go and use the bathroom, they end up passing gas.
Okay.
Fair. And you're like, that's obvious that's happened, because that's not something we experience every time we go to the bathroom.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
And I'm not talking for all the women out there. Some women probably like, shoot, I do, you know, but I'm just saying on my end. I think that sitting down would help alleviate the strain, if you will, on your prostate.
So try to alleviate the stress levels that's on your prostate. I would have to. I'll agree. I have never had my prostate checked because obviously I'm not in that age range.
Right.
And I've been taking care of myself. So
at least I've been taking care of myself.
Exactly. I believe first and foremost, you know, diet. Make sure you have the right diet. Make sure that through that general area that you know, there's no blockages. That's obviously going to be one of the issues there. But just making sure that you do your own research too, as well. Depending on what you eat, actually, spicy foods can hurt individuals with prostate issues, and then some can help. So it all depends on your body and your makeup. But
everybody's different.
Absolutely. I just look at it on the aspect when you let anything get too far, there's always going to be something to set in to make you sick. And prostate cancer is not a joke. People are leaving this earth because of they're not taking care of themselves. And it's not that hard to, you know, just take your time, eat healthy.
If you don't want to do anything else, like if you want to sit around the rest of your life, do whatever, you know, I understand. You know, you don't want to do anything active. That's what I'm saying pretty much. You don't want to make it a goal to be active. The least you can do is every day just get at least 15 to 30 minutes of walking in. If you can go for 30, go for 30. You know, simply walk into a store to get your favorite snack. Like, do that. You know, some motivation at the end.
Yeah.
Something like that. That gets your heart pumping, gets your blood flowing, and that simply will change your life and decrease heart disease and things of that nature, because a lot of people experience that as well, just from not moving. And it's just as simple as just taking that time to take a little extra walk. And, you know, just getting up and walking every once in a while. Put something further away so you have to get up to get the remote or something.
Technically.
Little things like that.
It's cheaper. Technically, it is cheaper to go ahead and get it done out the way now.
Take care of yourself, yeah.
Than later, because, I mean, cancer is expensive. Man, and that process, I'm pretty sure, is definitely a trying time for a lot of individuals. But just take care of yourself, both queens and kings, take care of yourself. That's the main goal there, especially when it comes to your prostate or cancer in general. Take care of yourself.
And stretch.
And stretch.
And stretch every day. Yes, walking and stretching would be your best friend.
Yes. Now,
so the next one is the average male orgasm lasts.
Wait.
What?
Drum roll. 6 seconds, fellas. Yep. Good job, fellas, because ladies,
we get an awesome 23 seconds, y'all.
Nah,
we in it for 23 whole seconds.
Nah.
Yes. You can tell. I feel like you can tell, like, just off the reactions alone. I feel like you all stretch yours anyway, like, with the reaction.
It's just 17 seconds too long.
What? You mean like we're pretty much like faking it pretty much?
Yeah,
like,
just extra 17 seconds. Yeah, apparently, like, you know, I did the 6, done, you know? It's like 23.
Why are you rushing it?
Because six seconds is almost like dropping a quarter.
No,
23
quarter,
seconds is
we're the quarter that you drop in, like, spins around a little bit before.
No.
Before it hits
the ground. No. Ladies are like that bill that flew in the wind is just levitate, is just going in this, like, gently like coming down. Boop.
We're like trying to catch a football after it hits the ground.
I mean, hey.
You ever try to do that?
I look.
That's not happening. It's not the same.
17 seconds between, it all depends, but 6 seconds.
I mean, shout out to us. I think we deserve it.
Hey.
You know? Hey. I'm just saying, ladies. I think we deserve it.
Hey. Now, circumcised foreskin can be reconstructed.
Yeah, so you can get yourself recircumcised, re-uncircumcised if you want.
Mm-hmm. Movable skin on the shaft of the penis is pulled toward the tip and set in place with tape. That's crazy. I'm not sure if it's duct tape or type of tape. That's crazy. It's crazy. All right, tape. Like, Like, I just, like, imagine, like, the two-sided tape. No, sir.
Oh, my gosh. And then later, doctors can actually apply a plastic ring, caps, and weights. And then years can pass until complete coverage is obtained. All right? And a side note is that Men's Health actually noted that if that story seemed weird, you should actually go check out their website and read the story about how doctors built a man an 88-inch penis from ground up, you know?
Yeah. It's they're crazy, but true tales from a penis doctor. Like,
I would love to read that. I know that would be interesting.
I just feel like, for real, like, we've gone to a point of customization where we're just not returning from, like, I just thought customization would just stop at, like, either, you know, food industry or, you know, we're talking about fashion where you customize your own shoes and stuff like that. Like, someone's, like, putting in an order to, like, have a total 90210 on their penis. Like, yeah, I need a mole here and then some other stuff. Like, I just, like, you know.
When I watched Nip Tuck and I saw a woman get her clitoris pretty much reconstructed using a portion of the tip off the tip of her second toe. Mm. And she was like, I have to know if it works. That's when it turned, you know, a little different. Right.
Of course, of course. Everything sells. But this for me is just like, you know, it's like, darn, it's happening so much that someone, like, made a whole series about it. Like, the tales from a
Yeah, because I know a penis doctor has crazy tales. You know how many, like, broken penises alone.
I just don't think... Anyway, I gotta keep going. So, only one man in 400 is flexible enough to give himself oral pleasure. That's crazy.
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
And I feel like that feels amazing, okay? When I read this one, I thought about the Scary Movie you know, where he pretty much gave himself. He was like, hey, like, I don't need your help.
Bruh.
And pretty much gave himself, like, I was like, wow, he's flexible. That's pretty much all you can say when you see it.
Apparently. Now, this is a fact we all have heard. There are two types of penises. One kind expands and lengthens when becoming erect, called a grower. And then the other, being most of the time, but doesn't get much bigger than achieving erection, a shower. So, an International Men's Health survey reports that 79% of men have growers and 21% have showers. All right. German researchers say the average intercourse lasts 2 minutes
and 50 seconds. Yet we as women, okay, perceive it as lasting 5 minutes and 30 seconds.
Now I see why you women are always late. Like, when you're trying, like, going on a date, showing up, not being ready or prepared. Like, I only thought it took me a certain amount of time to get prepared, and obviously it took me a little bit longer. Same thing applies, apparently.
That's the way we're perceiving it. It actually lasts that long, but we perceive it as it's taking 5 minutes. So we're thinking that it's taking longer than what it's actually taking. Because I don't know if that's, like, a good thing or a bad thing.
Is there something else on your mind besides what else is there? Because obviously something else is like...
No.
Oh, okay.
Because that's all it said. It was like, fellas, we don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Like, they're pretty much saying, like, are women saying, like, gosh, like, can this be over now? Like, it's taking forever.
That's a great way to look at it. Researchers at State University of New York used phalluses. That's crazy. To test
the way phallus is spelled, because I like pH, you know, just like foam.
Phalluses. To test the scooping mechanism of the penis's coronal ridge. All right, and it found that size does matter. The longer your penis, the better semen displacement you'll achieve when having sex with a woman. flush with competing sperm. That's that's crazy. That's
So you'd be able to better impregnation techniques.
Apparently.
Yeah.
No brain is necessary for ejaculation. The order comes from the spinal cord. Ha ha.
That's amazing.
Ha ha. All right.
That's amazing.
Spinal cord is like, hey.
And I wonder how they found that out.
That is interesting. Look that up for us. How?
Like, what are they doing to people in comas?
I don't know.
Because I feel like, because there's like minimal brain activity. If there's no brain activity, then you'll be brain dead. Anyway.
Every year, on average, 200 men break their penises. All right. The most common cause of penile rupture, vigorous masturbation. All right. Some risks are just worth taking for some people, I guess. Like, just like, screw it. We're just going to 20 back to back.
Yeah, this is like very blunt force towards like your shaft. This is like very blunt force. That's pretty much what they're saying. And I saw, I actually saw pictures of it. It did not look happy.
It's like people are running into a wall, I guess. It's just like, ah.
It looked like, it kind of looked like Patrick Starr.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Looking very deflated.
Lazy Patrick Starr.
Mm-hmm. Like him sitting in a lazy boy or something.
In Japan, every year there is a festival devoted to celebrating the penis. Yes, that's right. Each spring, people flock to Kawasaki.
Mm-hmm. Japan.
Mm-hmm. And Kawasaki is also motorcycle. All right, brand. Think about that, you all. It's crazy. Oh, never knew that.
Where did that come in?
Because I know. If you know, you know. Now, the celebration.
Think about that, y'all. You said it like it was a conspiracy or something.
Apparently, Kawasaki out here is having penis celebrations. All right. To celebrate Kanemaru Matsuri, a.k.a. the Festival of the Street Phallus.
The Steel Phallus.
The Street I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about, like, for real, like, there's people actually walking down the street. It's just a whole festival of steel phallus.
I guess they can kind of say we do the same thing for, like, bachelorette parties.
I guess. But it's held this year on April 6th, all right?
Festival
is a celebration of the penis and fertility. Yes. All right. The male G spot is located on their prostate. Ah! Just had that conversation earlier. It's important.
Shut it down. Uh-huh.
It's important. So while the
perineum,
the skin located in between the anus and the scrotum is another major. Erroneous. Yeah, it's definitely a very, very sensitive spot, apparently, you all. Okay. Now, according to condom manufacturers, only 6% of the world's population of men needs an extra large size condom.
6%.
So you know what that means? Only 6%. That means someone's out here faking.
with the extra large.
But it's nice. It's always nice to have dreams. All right. It's always good to dream.
But it's not a dream once that slips off, all right?
No, absolutely
and
not.
And I didn't want to put any facts on there that were dealing with size or anything. Who has the biggest or something like that.
Mm.
But I do have two animal facts for you.
Okay.
The whale has the biggest penis.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Land animal with the biggest penis, what do you think that is? I should have asked you I should have asked you for the sea one too, but what do you think the land animal with the biggest penis is?
I can only assume an elephant.
Yes, good job. Okay. He's smart. He is smart.
I'm just saying, I can only assume if you're saying a whale.
Yes.
And then, you know, like a large land animal.
But I'm like, it's a whale though. Like, it would kind of not, that would kind of be messed up to give it like a little, anyway.
In a condition called
diphthalus. All right.
Males are born with not one, but dos.
Yes.
That means two, if you don't know Spanish. Two penises.
Yes, and only uno fully works. Mm-hmm. And it impacts 100 men worldwide.
That's crazy.
That's amazing.
Crazy. So, no, you don't just have to be numeral uno. Okay, you can say, do you want to play with my duo, I guess. That's the way you lay that one down.
Do you
want to
play with my duo?
Play with my duo.
I wonder what you do with the other one. I wonder, like, if some people get it removed or something. I should have done more research on that one.
I guess. It's just like,
because it's kind of, it's probably like the extra finger. That's what I'm depicting it as. Like, it just doesn't really have any function, pretty much. You kind of just tie it off and hope that it falls off or something.
I guess you can just put some pom-poms and be a cheerleader. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? It's there, apparently.
So, apparently, a man will ejaculate on average of 7,200 times during his lifetime. Mm-hmm. Of that number, only 2,000 is from masturbating.
Oh, wow.
Yes. All right. And the average speed of ejaculation is 28 miles per hour.
Technically speeding if we're in a residential, yeah.
Oh, that's tough. So, no, I'm not even going to go. I'm not even going to do that joke. Mace is speeding in a residential area. That's
definitely speeding in a residential. All right.
That's amazing.
I
that's a nice little pickup. That's a nice pickup line. See how you can factor that one in. You trying to speed through this residential area, girl?
No.
We can speed through the residential area without even driving. Is
that oh snap! I am.
No.
I have ladies. No clue. I don't know. I have no clue. I don't even know how to even spin that one. All right.
I'm pretty sure someone can come up with something creative. And having sex at least once per week can actually lower a man's heart, lower a man's risk of heart disease by 30%, stroke by 50%, and diabetes by 40%. All right. That's heart health for you.
My shot is faster than my moped.
Yes. Another. That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that one.
I guess. You like my moped? Well, my shot is faster. Like, I don't know. I got a shot for you that's faster. Mm-hmm. All right.
But that fact right there, that makes me nervous because one of the big fears that I have is like something happening like on a movie. I've seen a lot of men be in the middle of sex and then end up passing out or something or dying. Mm. And then that's the end of it. You're like, I guess that was too much pleasure.
Apparently. So having sex at least once a week can lower a man's risk.
Yes. Yeah. So it's like heart health for you. But once you get to that could be too much excitement.
True.
For your heart. But there are older men out there, that be getting in it. I'm not saying that.
Well, they use pills and methods and all types of things.
With all that as well, your heart going to be on 1,000. You can't mix that with your heart medication.
Well, let's talk about something for the younger generation. The penis stops growing when a man is in his early 20s. Now, shoe size does not determine penis size at all. Right? Yes.
So, actually, when you do have on big shoes, that only just means that they're big socks.
Strictly big socks. That's it. So,
and Germany gets the most penis enlargement procedures in the world.
Oh, Germany, telling on yourselves. What's going on out there? What's going on out there, Germany? You procedures going on and trying to extend some things. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
And to any men out there who has ever had a woman threaten them and say that they have a micro penis, well, here is factual information on whether you do or do not.
A micro penis is smaller than what?
2.8 inches in length when stretched. All right, that's at your maximum. Okay?
So if you at 3, don't worry. You made it. You made it. If you at 3 and 3 is your strength, you made it.
Look up size. Look up different positions and you can take advantage of that.
Oh, snap. So, did any of these shock you? If they did, please let us know. Do you have a personal penis fact that you like to share from personal experience? I honestly don't care. I really don't want to know personally.
Oh, no. But, no, I'm asking you these questions.
Oh, you're asking me these questions? I'm sorry.
Listen, I honestly don't care. I don't want to know about your personal penis experience.
I don't.
At least you were honest, boo. I appreciate that. Keep that in you.
Oh, absolutely. But on
did any of them shock you?
That's what Yeah, man. The one about the tarp, the tarp, man. That's just crazy to me. Like the fact that your skin can be stretched to that length. It's crazy.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
It's wow. That's what I gotta say.
What about a personal, do you have a personal penis fact that you know from personal experience? Like, I had this experience and this is what?
Actually, yes, I do.
What?
And that penis fact is... That's not all, but that's all for now. Remember to write us at qk.jj@hotmail.com. Follow us on Instagram, personal at Queen Jam, mm-hmm. and our business at qk.jj.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Remember to embrace the facts, conduct your own research, and remember
always smile. Till next time, Queen Jam.
King Jerry out.